Hello students, in the previous section we discussed how to solve a pair of linear equations graphically. The graphical method is not convenient in cases when the point representing the solution of the linear equations has non-integral coordinates like root 3, 2 root 7, minus 1.75, 3.3, 4 upon 13, 1 upon 19, etc. There is every possibility of making mistakes while reading such coordinates. Is there any alternative method of finding the solution? There are several algebraic methods which we shall now discuss. To understand the substitution method more clearly, let us consider it stepwise. Step 1. Find the value of one variable, say y, in terms of the other variable, that is x, from either equation, whichever is convenient. Step 2. Substitute this value of y in the other equation and reduce it to an equation in one variable, that is, in terms of x, which can be solved. Step 3. Substitute the value of x or y obtained in step 2 in the equation used in step 1 to obtain the value of the other variable. Let us take example 1. Solve the following pair of equations by substitution method. 7x minus 15y is equal to 2, equation 1. X plus 2y is equal to 3, equation 2. To solve such type of equations, we will follow the following steps. Step 1. We pick either of the equations and write one variable in terms of the other. Let us consider the equation 2. X plus 2y is equal to 3 and write it as x is equal to 3 minus 2y. Step 2. Substitute the value of x in equation 1. We get 7 into 3 minus 2y minus 15y is equal to 2. That is, 21 minus 14y minus 15y is equal to 2. Shifting 21 from LHS to RHS, we get minus 29y is equal to minus 19. Therefore, y is equal to 19 by 29. Step 3. Substituting the value of y in equation 3, we get x is equal to 3 minus 2 into 19 upon 29 is equal to 49 upon 29. Therefore, the solution is x is equal to 49 upon 29, y is equal to 19 upon 29. Verification. Substituting x is equal to 49 by 29 and y is equal to 19 upon 29, you can verify that both the equations 1 and 2 are satisfied. Let us take example 2. Aftab tells his daughter, 7 years ago, I was 7 times as old as you were. Then, also 3 years from now, I shall be 3 times as old as you will be. Solve by the method of substitution. Solution. Let S and T be the age in years of Aftab and his daughter respectively. Then the pair of linear equations that represent the situation is S minus 7 is equal to 7 into T minus 7. That is, shifting minus 7 to the right hand side and solving the bracket, we get S minus 7 T plus 42 is equal to 0, and that is equation number 1, and S plus 3 is equal to 3 into T plus 3, that is S minus 3 T is equal to 6, equation number 2. Using equation 2, we get S is equal to 3 T plus 6. Putting this value of S in equation 1, we get 3t plus 6 minus 7t plus 42 is equal to 0. That is 42 is equal to 48, which gives t is equal to 48 upon 4, that is 12. Putting this value of t in equation 2, we get S is equal to 3 into 12 plus 6, that is 36 plus 6 is equal to 42. So, Aftab and his daughter are 42 and 12 years old respectively. Let us take example 3. The cost of pencil. The cost of 2 pencils and 3 erasers is rupees 9, and the cost of 4 pencils and 6 erasers is rupees 18. Find the cost of each pencil and each eraser. Solution. The pair of linear equations formed were 2x plus 3y is equal to 9, equation number 1, and 4x plus 6y is equal to 18, equation number 2, where x is the cost of one pencil and y is the cost of one eraser respectively. We first express the value of x in terms of y from equation 2x plus 3y is equal to 9 to get 2x is equal to 9 minus 3y or x is equal to 9 minus 3y upon 2, equation number 3. Now we substitute this value of x in equation 2 to get 4 into 9 minus 3y upon 2 plus 6y upon 1 is equal to 18. That is 18 minus 6y plus 6y is equal to 18. That is 18 is equal to 18. This statement is true for all values of y. However, we do not get a specific value of y as a solution. Therefore, we cannot obtain a specific value of x. This situation has arisen because both the equations are the same. Therefore, equation 1 and 2 has infinitely many solutions. Let us take example 4. Two rails are represented by the equations x plus 2y minus 4 is equal to 0 and 2x plus 4y minus 12 is equal to 0. Will the rails cross each other? Solution. The pair of linear equations formed where x plus 2y minus 4 is equal to 0, 2x plus 4y minus 12 is equal to 0, equation 1 and 2 respectively. We express x in terms of y from equation 1 to get x is equal to 4 minus 2y. Now we substitute this value of x in equation 2 to get 2 into, in place of x we can write 4 minus 2y plus 4y minus 12 is equal to 0. That is 8 minus 12 is equal to 0. That is minus 4 is equal to 0, which is a false statement. Therefore, the equations do not have a common solution. So, the two rails will not cross each other.